It's always interesting to follow the church and see what readings they give us. See, these readings are meant to open up for us today the mystery of apostleship and then the reality of this saint's life. In the preface, we're going to read that these apostles, from their place in heaven, guide us still. Now it's hard, except in faith, to maintain that sense of these men who went out to a world at least as violent, corrupt, and pagan as ours, 12 of them, to preach to the whole world God's mercy and the reality of Jesus and who he is, and to have hearts changed, civilizations turned around, all because of the grace of apostleship. And that's why to this day, you see, we say the church is founded on the apostles and the martyrs. The first reading picked today, because Nathanael is Bartholomew, Bartolomeo is his name, and Nathanael means given by God or gift of God. And so this day, when all of this happens, first we're going to look at the first reading. Did you notice? This is the heavenly Jerusalem, trying to give us a glimpse of where we are called to be for all eternity. And it says, you see, he showed me this holy city. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone like jasper, clear as crystal. Had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed, on which were inscribed the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, the ancient patriarchs. And later on, the dream, the expectation of Israel is seen fulfilled. The Messiah, according to their expectation, was to gather all the tribes of Israel back together again. Well, there are 10 lost tribes. On earth, there still are. But in heaven, the tribe of Reuben, 144,000, the tribe of Gad, 144,000, the tribe of Asher, etc. They're assembled again. Israel is assembled in heaven. And so, you see, those are the gates. Now, this is interesting. 3 gates facing east. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stone as its foundation. The foundation of the heavenly city, you see, are the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Bartholomew. Who's Bartholomew? When you get to heaven, you're going to find out that rather impressive character. He's one of the 12 foundations upon which the eternal church is built. The place where the 12 tribes are gathered. The children of the 12 patriarchs. See, the place where they're gathered in the blood of Christ is supported by the 12 apostles, whom Jesus appointed to be the 12 patriarchs of the new people of God. This is not meant to be like picturesque. This is a fact. Now you can see how sometimes we sell ourselves short. How do you know what God wants you to do? Maybe you're supposed to do something important. These fellows that said, "Sorry, Jesus, I'm busy. Look, I got a great business going here." They would have never been a foundation stone of the church forever. Now the same thing, the gospel is picked because of Nathanael, Bartolomeo. See, just think of what a town Jesus and Mary lived in. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? I mean, look at the reputation the town had. Think of a neighborhood around here. Can anything good come out of that neighborhood? They're all crooks. They're all... And that's where he lived. That was his town. Forever. He is Jesus of Nazareth. Isn't that amazing? From this hick, corrupt town. Mary lived there. Joseph lived there. We sort of idealize Nazareth, and the movies do too when we see them. But it must have been a pretty tough place. Nazareth? Can anything good come from there? I mean, that's not a great encomium. So then he comes, and Jesus, in his mercy, starts to win him over. I saw you when you were under the fig tree, or when your brother called you. He's so amazed at that. He says, Rabbi, you're the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered him, and this is a solemn promise. All of a sudden, instead of being you being in the singular, it's in the plural. All of you. You see, we'll see greater things than this. You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Well, these people at least knew their scriptures. That's why they're far ahead of us. Everybody knows what this is. This is an allusion to Genesis 38, where Jacob sees the ladder and the angels are ascending and descending. And so he takes the stone. It calls the place Bethel, the house of God. And he's going to build and did build a sanctuary there, which was then moved over to Jerusalem. So what's he saying? Jesus is saying, I am the new temple. I am the irrevocable temple of God forever. And this is what you're being called to enter into. You see, and I'm promising you and Nathaniel and all your friends here, you are going to see this. And that's the promise. Now you say, that's great for them. But suppose the Lord revealed to you what he would really like you to be doing. You could say, that's very grandiose. That's not me, you know. He took 12 guys and changed the world. And he has since preserved that apostolic reality in this world. And that's the foundation upon which the foundation is built. You see, those original 12. It's also a meditation on the power of God. If we were to yield to God the way those apostles did, won over by the beauty, the wonder, the love of Jesus, what could we be doing? The world would be different. See, our captivity is our comfort. So let's ask the Lord today, what does he want? Now, nearly all these men died martyrs. The only one who didn't, according to tradition, is John. There's a tradition he was boiled in oil, but it's not too strong. But if we look at the world today, we pray, oh Lord, send apostles, right? And he said, okay, go. Go to the grocery store. Go to the drugstore. Go to your family. Talk to your cousins. Get going.